Well, as we've been hearing all morning, a new round in the water wars has erupted after the Senate last night blocked proposed changes to the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. South Australia welcomed the move by Labor and the Greens to reject the amendments or disallow them, which would have lowered the amount of water being returned to the river system by 70 billion litres or 70 gigalitres. But New South Wales has said it will now withdraw from the Murray-Darling Basin Plan. Victoria is urging the federal government to explore all options to overturn the decision. David Littleproud is the Federal Minister for Water Resources. I spoke with him earlier.
Great to be with you.
This is one of your first big major issues to do with water in this portfolio. Talk about trial by fire. We're hearing dire warnings this morning about the future of the plan. Has this disallowance motion blown up the agreement? In your view, is New South Wales pulling out of the plan?
Well, look, the statements made by the New South Wales and Victorian state ministers indicate that. South Australians wake up this morning with the real threat of having 1,000 gigalitres less water into the River Murray because Labor had voted against their own plan. This was Labor's plan and they've trashed it for a senseless reason. Either they don't understand the plan or they can't add up. The reality is the only way I can deliver the plan is if I have all the states on this journey with me. So if they start pulling out, I have no real mechanisms to deliver this plan. And effectively, we had a 3,200 plan. We've delivered 2,090 gigs. Effectively, I have no real vehicle in which to continue this legislation.
But it's the South Australians who are complaining about the plan. It's the South Australian members of the Senate, the Greens, sure, Labor too, and other South Australians who have a vote against it. They don't trust the states upstream.
Well, sadly, at some point, we are going to have to take a leap of trust with one another. And the reality is I wrote both to Ian Hunter, the South Australian Water Minister, and also gave a copy to Federal Labor warning that I had legal advice that if this plan fell over, the mechanisms in which I had to be able to try and deliver the plan in full on time were limited. And in fact, I feared that the practical execution of this plan meant that we may not recover any further water than where we were. I gave a clear warning to both Minister Hunter from South Australia and to Federal Labor, but instead they've gone on this journey to trash the plan and effectively give uncertainty to everybody up and down the basin.
Again, I say, though, the South Australians at the bottom of the river system don't seem to trust that the plan is working for them. I mean, we all saw the Four Corners last year, which showed some irrigators upstream basically stealing water that was meant to be environmental water for irrigation. Even the chief of the Murray-Darling Basin Authority talked about some irrigators gaming the system.
And definitely, we have to acknowledge that there's been wrongs done. And in fact, New South Wales took an enormous step in undertaking the Matthews Inquiry and now have instigated Craig Knowles to be the regulator in New South Wales. The Ministerial Council has appointed Wendy Craik to bring together the reviews to make sure that compliance happens. No one's fearing compliance. And you know what? If someone breaks the law, we're going to nail them. And so we should, because we've got to give integrity to this plan. And that's what's happening. We've got real cases of that happening up and down the basin. I can't change history. I can only go forward and I can make this plan happen. But at some point, we're going to have to trust one another. And sadly, if we can't do that, then the environment's going to miss out and people in South Australia are going to miss out on 1,000 gigalitres of water because Labor have just trashed their own legislation.
Again, I go to this notion of trust. You're a new water minister, but the old water minister was Barnaby Joyce. He was caught on tape last year after that Four Corners telling irrigators that the government, quote, had taken the water, put it back into agriculture so we can look after you and make sure we don't have greenies running the show.
What does that
do to trust, do you think?
Look, I think that's a little bit disingenuous in terms of.
Well, it was a tape. I didn't make that quote up.
Yeah, well, I think in the context of the environment which was made, the reality is that I come to this job. I've been charged with the responsibility of delivering a plan, legislation that was passed with bipartisanship. By the Labor Party, and all the basin states agreed on. I've made it clear from the moment I became Water Minister that I would deliver this plan. I was committed to delivering this plan in full on time.
Can this disallowance by the Senate be revisited? You were negotiating with your Labor counterpart, Tony Burke, I think right up until the cutoff at around 7 p.m. last night. How close did you get to an agreement with Labor? What was the sticking point? And are you still talking to try and get this done?
Well, look, the sticking point was politics. Make no mistake, that's all it is. This is pure and utter politics. This is about a federal seat in Melbourne and a state election in South Australia at the expense of the national interest. I have to acknowledge Tony Burke was sincere to the very end. And I have to acknowledge the hard work that he put in trying to get an agreement. The reality is my hand's still out. But unfortunately, the states are moving at a point where it gives me very limited options available to be able to continue on this journey. And as I say, South Australians need to understand they're going to wake up with 1,000 gigalitres less because of the actions of the Australian Greens and the Australian Labor Party.
So what are you going to do now? You've got New South Wales State Minister saying, we're out, we're pulling out, the Victorians are considering it. You can't let this happen. What are you going to do? You're the man in charge here.
Oh, definitely. And you know what? I'm going to do what I continue to do, is lead and be the leader.
And how are you going to do that? What are you going to do?
I'm going to continue to do what I have been doing, which is leading. And not get into the petty politics. I've reached out to all sides and said, I'm here to lead with you. My hands are still out. I will continue the dialogue to make sure that we deliver this important legislation that Labor put in place, that had bipartisan support, that had base and state support. We can't walk away from it. But I understand the frustrations and the fatigue that is up and down the basin. And this was a pivotal moment that we could all have taken a huge step of faith together and delivered this plan. But unfortunately, politics got in the road of it.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. Our guest is David Littleproud, the Minister for Agriculture and Water Resources. Can I bring you to matters within your own party? There's been a Fairfax Richtel poll done overnight in the seat of New England, and it found that a third of voters who backed Barnaby Joyce in the by-election just in December have now deserted him. His primary vote has gone from 65% level of support anyway to 43%. This is the first poll since his affair spilled into the public. How concerning is that for you and the Nationals?
Well, any poll that obviously indicates a reduction in support is a concern to any candidate or any party. The reality is I know Barnaby will work hard to rebuild that trust and faith with the electorate. And that's about delivering on the things that he's promised to deliver, to get on and do the job that he's paid to do, which is deliver infrastructure and outcomes for the people of New England.
Is the best retail politician in the parliament now damaged goods, though?
Oh, look, I wouldn't underestimate the capabilities and abilities of Barnaby Joyce.
What about, though, his credibility, his authenticity? That is his brand. He's an authentic politician. Voters are looking at him now and saying, well, hang on, you didn't come clean with us during the by-election. You're not as authentic. Is that a problem?
Well, obviously, he has to have an honest conversation with his electorate, as we all do, about the actions we undertake. But it's always about our capability and capacity to deliver for our electorate. That's what our electors want. They want outcomes. They want government out of their lives, and they want their elected officials to deliver the services that they expect.
Labor's going hard over the free accommodation worth close to $12,000 that Barnaby Joyce had received. He's been receiving, I think, from Armidale, from his friend Greg Maguire. Barnaby Joyce says the rules state that gifts in a purely personal capacity don't need to be registered. Even if that's within the letter of the law, is it a good look, do you think, for a politician to accept free rent?
Well, look, I think he did declare it, from what I understood. The reality is, as I said yesterday, if Barnaby Joyce has broken the law, charges should be laid. If they haven't, go away and put up or shut up. We need to get on with governing this nation, and that's what we're going to be focused on doing.
Is Barnaby Joyce appropriate and fitting to be acting Prime Minister of this country next week?
Of course he is.
David Littleproud, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime, Fran. Great to be with you.
David Littleproud is the Federal Minister for Water Resources.